This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ready to go out there and display everything that we've been working on. A lot of excitement, obviously, for what this offense is going to be and what we can be. But I mean, I'm just as excited to see our defense and our special teams. Just excited to see this team come together, obviously, in different circumstances than as the whole league will be in without fans or with the few amount of fans if they are having them. Just to be able to support each other, show that camaraderie as the game is going on, be able to be there to support each other. But I'm just excited for this team to go out there and display everything we've been working for.
Zach, Chris McCarthy walked us through today some of the differences in y'all's schedule during the week in terms of today's practice, tomorrow, Saturday. What does that do for you? And, I mean, what do you think about the changes?
Yeah, I mean, I like the changes. Personally, I mean, just getting everything in, being able to study the game plan, and I guess, as you say, like massage through it another extra day, a day and a half or so, I think that's going to serve me well. I think it's going to be very beneficial to not only me, but all the guys, and especially young guys. And then, obviously, it's great for the body. As today was our big day, and then we'll rest it up and then hit it again as we get ready to go for Sunday. I mean, I'm all for it. Obviously, as we've talked about before, a lot of things have changed, so just embracing it more than anything and going into it with a positive mindset, knowing that it's going to be helpful.
Dak, you've said many times that you kind of enjoy going into somebody else's stadium and, you know, quieting the crowd down. Is it weird that you're not going to have that element of it on Sunday?
Yeah, it's definitely weird. And then obviously me playing in L.A., the Cowboy fans have always traveled well when we played out there. So that's going to be unfortunate not to have them, not to see the Road Warriors or the Cowboy fans packed the stadium, but obviously knowing that they're there with us, they're at their houses watching, all turned in, so or tuned in, and cheering from the house. So I mean, it's still exciting. I mean, every time you get to go out there, you get to display your talents and get to do something you love. So you take full advantage of it, regardless, and you're still being able to go out there and inspire and entertain people while you do it. Just obviously, without them in the stadium, so I'm just excited in general.
You've been with Amari Cooper for a couple years now. Does he still do things in practice or in games that you go, man, I'm so glad he's on my team?
One more time.
You've been with Amari for a couple years now. Does he still do things in practice and in games where you go, I'm glad he's on my side?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's one of the best receivers in this game. I mean, his talent and his the way he works, the way he approaches the game, I mean, it speaks for itself. So, I mean, whether it's him showing me something on the iPad of how he's going to run a route or us talking through something, or, as I said, you're just making a throw at practice and him going to get it. Yeah, you're very thankful to have him, and just knowing you've got a guy that is always going to create separation and make big plays for this offense.
Dak, you sat down for an interview that's going to air this weekend that just talked about what you went through during this offseason. Was this one of your more difficult periods for you to handle, just from the standpoint of what went on in your personal life, just the isolation of the pandemic, just the uncertainty of the contract and the season and the off season? Can you just walk us through that a little bit?
Yeah, for sure it was. I mean, as it was for, I'm sure, majority of the world, but I'm a people's person. I'm somebody that likes to be around people, like to inspire, like to put a smile on people's faces day in and day out, and I like to lead. And when that's taken away from you simply because you're forced to quarantine and forced to not be around people and get around people as much as you would like to, yeah, it's tough. As I explained, it creates new emotions that I've never felt before, but obviously dealt with, and I obviously got the help that I needed and was very open about it. But I think that's why I was fortunate enough to get over it, as not all of us are, but As I've said before, I don't want to sit here and dwell on the things that were a struggle for me when I know I'm very fortunate and blessed and other people have it much more worse. But just to be transparent about it, that even in my situation, emotions and those type of things can overcome you if you don't do something about it.
Did you notice it as it was happening? I mean, did you realize that you were kind of sinking into a depression, or is this the sort of thing you didn't really realize it?
No, for sure.
There and you're going, I haven't felt like this.
No, for sure I realized it. When you have thoughts that you've never had, I think that's more so than anything, the chance to realize it and recognize it and to be vulnerable about it. And I mean, talk to my family, talk to the people around me simply as I did at the time, and some of them obviously had dealt with it before. I was able to have those conversations and then reach out further just to more people, and just I think being open about it and not holding those feelings in was one of the better things for me.
How do you think that helps other people that might hold things in and not think about it or not express themselves, that when you're the quarterback of this team and such a visible figure? Do you think you're helping people?
I sure hope so, because mental health is a real, a huge issue, and it's a real thing in our world right now, especially the world we live in, where everything is viral, and everyone is a part of the media, I guess you can say, and can get on social media and be overcome with emotions or be overcome with the thoughts of other people and allow that to fill into their head when those things aren't necessarily true, whether it's getting likes on Instagram or something being viewed or being bullied or whatever it may be. All those things create emotions and can put thoughts in your head about yourself or about your situation in life that aren't true. So, I think it's huge. I think it's huge to talk. I think it's huge to get help, and it saves lives.
You're talking about being a leader and being an extrovert and how difficult that was. A lot of that is holding it in. Is it just, as a leader, I shouldn't show this if I'm having these struggles individually because I am a leader and I can't let other people see that?
No, I think that's a fake leader. I think being a leader is about being genuine and being real. And as I said, if I wouldn't have talked about those things to the people I did, I wouldn't realize that my friends and a lot more people go through them and that they are as common as they are. So I don't think for one second, leaders or not, or no matter how big of a person you are, if you're not mentally healthy, if you're not thinking the right way, then you're not going to be able to lead people the right way. So before I can lead, I've got to make sure that my mind's in the right place to do that and lead people to where they want to be. So I think that's important to be vulnerable, to be genuine, and to be transparent. And I think that goes a long way when you're a leader and when your voice is being heard by so many and you can inspire.
Was that hard for you to do at first, to say, hey, look, I need some help here?
I mean, I think it would have been if I wouldn't have come out to my close friends initially. If it wouldn't have been to the people, my friends and a couple of my teammates, or ex-teammates, college teammates, about the emotions that I was feeling at the time, and to hear about what they have and what the feelings and the emotions that they've had to deal with. I think if I wouldn't have come out to them first, then yeah, I wouldn't have necessarily come out and said it as I did in the interview or even be having this conversation that I'm having now.
Zach, you talk a lot about blocking out the noise, but do you think people sometimes misconstrue that blocking out external noise doesn't mean that there's not going to be noises inside your own head that can be really harmful and really tough to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, the voices inside your head, I think, are way more important than what anybody else says. And that's why you have to block out the noise, because you don't want to feed the negative thoughts that you just naturally have any gas, and you don't want to give them any reason to continue or to progress. So, I mean, obviously it's very important to block out that noise, but it's also just important to give yourself a self-talk, to be real about things, but always motivate yourself. A lot of y'all know are always around me. I'm always trying to be optimistic, and I am, that's genuine, but it's because I know my struggles and the things that I go through aren't just for me, that everyone does it. And so that's what allows me to be open about it, to be vulnerable about it, and try to help others, because I know how important it is to be thinking the right way. That mental health leads to the health of everything else.
Jack, were there things that the organization or people in the organization beyond your teammates did to support you during this time?
I mean, we have a great, mental coach in Chad Bowling, obviously, who's with the New York Yankees, but me and Chad are always in communication, and whether it was at that time or if it was moving forward, I mean, we're always talking. I might not was Initially as open as maybe I should have been with him, but I was for sure in contact and in communication, and he definitely said things and got me thinking, just thinking better.
Zach, I know we all feel like it's been a million years in the pandemic, but does it feel like 4 years with Zeke? Do you guys reminisce much about sort of where you've been, the highs and lows, and where the two of you and your teammates would like to take this franchise?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we talk about the future and what we want to accomplish now, as I say future. But every now and then, we'll reflect back. We'll reflect back to off the field, on the field, just the things that we've been through, just to be able to come into this game with Zeke and just be as close as close friends as we are on and off the field. It's been a great journey, and we're going to continue to make it great and just going to get better and better.
Guys, we have time for one more.
There's been a lot of discussions about what you guys might do Sunday. He said he expects a deal. What is your expectation on Sunday for the anthem?
One more time, sorry.
Zeke said he expects players on your team to possibly kneel on Sunday during the anthem. What do you expect on Sunday?
Oh, I mean, as I said before, I expect everyone to go out there, and I hope that everybody expresses themselves the right way, and I hope people are doing it, doing exactly whatever action they choose to do, because they're educated and because that's what they sincerely feel. But as I said before, we're going to all express ourselves individually and then get up and play a game that we love, try to inspire people, try to bring people together and give them a little bit of entertainment collectively, and show our love for one another.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.